Right. Hello, Illyrio.
Hey Chris, how's it going?
I'm all right. I'm never good at starting podcasts, especially in the
I
first
know.
episode of one. Well,
Exactly. This is
the North episode, because episode
the
one
not
obviously is
episode.
coming next. Oh, well, we're
I
drinking
can't wait for
tea and
that.
everything. No. I'm trying to think of, because I've known you online for years, and I'm trying to think of
Yeah.
how many times I've actually had a live voice conversation with you where we're speaking. I think it must have been, I was on a couple of episodes of Potential Cast back in the
Well,
day.
before Potential Cast, we talked about Red Dwarf.
Oh, crumbs, did we? What was that
Yeah, we
on?
had a Red Dwarf conversation. I think it was on a podcast ages ago.
Blimey, I don't remember that at
Yeah.
all.
Yeah, that used to be a thing, podcast.
Oh, I love Pause Cast.
Yeah, it'll be back as soon as there's some normalcy in scheduling
And
at home.
getting
It'll be
cultured
back.
with Illyrio.
Oh, getting cultured. Oh, I miss it. But man, I had to start researching and it was like, oh, I don't have time for research.
That's a YouTube
So,
series ready to go. That man just makes
I
7 minutes, some
totally
nice
is.
visuals, and then you could just
Yeah.
release the audio as the podcast before, it
I
works very
could.
well.
It would work, actually.
But
Furiously writing note sounds.
go ahead.
All right.
Do you want me to make
I
some?
wrote it down.
I'll make some keyboard pressing noises.
Indeed.
Listen,
Yes. Yeah, so
I'm not going to edit any of this, by the way. It's going to be just a
that's fine.
terrible start to hopefully a good podcast.
Listen, always leave people wanting more
Right, and
quality.
the other voice chat I can think of is when we both had a game of Mario Kart 8 on the Wii U,
Oh man, that was awesome.
and it was like super late at night, early in the morning for me because we were like 5 hours apart. And that was
Yeah, that
fun.
was awesome.
And then I had
That
to
was
sleep.
great. I know. Yeah, Mario Kart is my jam right now. I can't stop.
Yeah, it's good.
And the I have kids, so like they love it and they think it's great and But yeah, it's I think it was from the old Scott and Steve board is where we first quote unquote officially met.
Absolutely.
And then on and off, just online and there and there, and then guest spotting. And then, I listen to you and Joe
Yeah.
doing things and talking about Doctor Who.
Yes.
And it's just been awesome. And I remember listening to, I always forget the name of the podcast that you had on films with Tosas and Steph and Emily.
And Emily is Cue the Film. And
Cue the
John
film,
Dimery.
yes. Oh, yes, and John. Yeah, so I remember listening to that. It was the first time I'd ever heard of Phantom of the Paradise. My grand appreciation for that and my subsequent introduction of Phantom of the Paradise to the Ramjack universe, I owe
Yeah.
all to you.
You are responsible for my first ever mention on Ramjack in that episode. Thank you.
Indeed.
I
And
haven't had
so yeah,
many.
so
I've only had like two or three, but that was the first one.
it's been many years of online friendship and had we been online friends a little earlier, I'm sure we would have made time to see each other in London
Yes, absolutely.
when I was there ages ago. But we're going back to Europe soonish.
Well,
Apparently, there are marathons in Europe, so
I
we'll
have
see
heard
about
such a thing.
maybe traveling and running and stuff, and that might actually happen
I
in
was going
a
to
couple
make
of
a
years. That's
very
a goal.
British joke there, saying there used to be marathons here, but they renamed them Snickers, and there you go.
Ha ha
Ha ha! Global
Yes.
cut. Right, look, let's stop this. So we've been wanting to podcast together for a while, and we're doing that now. This is the
Yeah,
thing. This is
we
what you're
are
listening
doing it.
to.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited. Also, it's another intro cast.
Yes. Sorry about that. But this.
It's fine.
Right, this intro cast was your idea, even though you'd never. Right, let's
Yeah.
say this is the last word, a press gang intro cast with Illyrio and Chris. Oh, Chris and Illyrio, I went this time.
Yeah.
Not because I'm an egocentric person, but I have, in my mind, I have a good sense of which name, what, na how names trip off in order well.
Yeah.
Like, it's Joe and Chris on the other one, you see, and that works for
Yeah.
me. So, Press Gang, it's a, let's frankly say, a children's program
Children's program.
from Great Britain that started in 1989, and as far as
Yeah.
I know, was never broadcast like in North America slash Canada at all.
Not that I've ever heard. No, the first time I ever heard a mention of Press Gang was on a little podcast called Doctor Who, the 11th Hour podcast, with Joe and Chris, or Chris and Joe. And it was like, oh yeah, that's that thing Moffat wrote.
Yes.
And I've known Stephen Moffat as a writer of some Doctor Who. I think he worked a little bit on Torchwood.
He did not, no.
He did not do any Torchwood, did he?
Nope.
Okay.
He's the current showrunner of Doctor Who and wrote like six extremely highly regarded episodes.
Previously.
And I also know you as a fan of his sitcom Coupling.
Coupling, which I was introduced to by Nick in, it used to be Nick in Tennessee, now it's Nick in California.
Ah.
And he and I went to Comic-Con together, and I was the Melty Man, and he was
Captain Subtext. What was it?
Captain Subtext. I had T-shirts made.
That was a guess.
And we walked.
And it was Helmet of Truth.
Walking, yes, and we were walking around Comic-Con exhibit floor wearing these T-shirts. No one really pointed them out, but we had the best time wearing them and knowing exactly what was going on. So Coupling is just fantastic. I thought it was hilarious. Thought it was great, and so I'm interested to see or watch and hear and view what Press Gang's all about. So yeah, I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. And since it's now easily obtainable electronically.
Yeah, I mean,
on a popular video site.
I have got the DVDs, and in the UK, you can the set got very expensive for a bit, but there's a few back in Amazon at the moment for about £26, which if you're in the UK or a they are Region Zero, but they're also PAL encoded, so it's a bit of a difficult one. You could import them, but you might not be able to watch them except on a computer, of course. But since you're watching them on a computer anyway on YouTube, I've said YouTube, it's there.
I mean, not to get too technical here, but one of the great things about my setup at home is that I have one of those Apple TV thingies.
Oh yes.
And so if I can get it onto my computer, I can get it onto my television. So
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So it felt like the time was right for us to do a thing.
Yeah.
Not do a thing, of course. That's my other podcast.
No, that's another podcast.
to work together, and you wanted to. The Press Gang, it's a relatively short-lived intro cast because there's only 43 episodes of Press Gang in total. So it's going to be a nice sort of diet intro cast for people who don't want to give up years of their time. And yes. I think largely the audience for this are mostly going to be people who've never seen it before, which is quite interesting as well.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to having kind of people follow along with me.
Yeah, precisely.
Instead of the, I can't wait until Illyrio gets to this part type stuff, which has really kind of been my experience with potential cast and Buffy.
Indeed. We are hoping to have guests as well in the future. We need to find a way of coordinating that once we coordinate ourselves. So it may not happen immediately, and it certainly won't happen in episode one. But episode one will just be our good selves, Guy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that very soon. So I'm wondering, what to expect, what it's going to be like. I remember watching as a Canadian youth with access to American channels, which we all do over here. There was on PBS, a children's show that had a kind of a two-part show. The first part was kind of like science-y type stuff, and the second part was called Read All About It.
Ah.
And that show was a show set around kids running a little newspaper.
Oh, nice.
But there was a supernatural element to it.
Of course.
If I were to say Dunedin, what would that mean for you?
It sounds sort of vaguely Irish. D-U-N-E-I... D-U-N-E-I-D... okay, tell me what it means.
So, I'm going to just... I should have done this research post-recording. But Read All About It.
Mm.
Oh, look at that. It's a Canadian television series.
Oh, what do you know?
Oh, it was on TV Ontario. Ah, educational television, children's television series, science fiction.
Brilliant.
I love it.
It's a good combo.
Yeah, and basically... it was set, it kind of looked weird. It was produced from 79 to 83, aired during the early to mid 80s, also aired in repeats in the 90s, and and Sean Hewitt played Dunedin, D-U-N-E-E-D-O-N, ruler of the galaxy Trialviron.
Blimey.
Trialviron. And it was basically, the show is set in a fictitious town of Herbertville. Very Canadian sounding town. I don't know why I thought this was American. Where Chris inherited his uncle Derek's coach house after a mysterious disappearance.
Oh, that's actually what happened to me.
Chris and his friends Lynn and Samantha started a newspaper called the Herbertville Chronicle in Uncle Derek's coach house. The coach house contained two artificially intelligent robots, Otto, a device which communicated by printing its thoughts on paper.
No, this sounds like not as good as Ghostwriter.
No, and Theta, a talking computer with an integrated monitor. The coach house also held a transporter which allowed teleportation to and from the galaxy of Trialviron, as well as transporting many literary characters like the Queen of Hearts, Merlin, and the Knights of the Round Table, and right. Captain Hook.
Right, and here's where you first season sense for... here's where you sense the educational exactly. aspect coming in.
I think so. Yeah, so if I remember any of it, actually, is like the characters would be transported in, and then there would be this kind of, well, who are you? Well, I'm this. And so there'd be this kind of interview-esque type way of introducing literary characters to kids. So, yeah, if anyone here is interested, try to find it on YouTube and watch. I guarantee you, after watching 5 episodes, you will think we're all very psychedelically challenged in Canada.
Nice.
Because it was weird. So I'm wondering how close Press Gang might be a mix of that and Degrassi.
I won't tell you which of those two it's nearer to.
Good. You understand the point of the intro cast.
Yes. Yes, I do. This is why I could never host Intro to X, because even when I'm on, I drop hints like nobody's business. It's terrible. I shouldn't do it.
It's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. Right, so what is it you even know of Press Gang, having listened to me nothing. Talk about it?
I know nothing, which is really awesome, because I don't, like, I guess it's kids running a paper.
Okay, that,
you know, and that I'm wondering,
I think I can tell you that without that much fear of spoilerage.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, is it like the school paper? Is it a neighborhood paper? Is it a communist paper?
Yeah, so you know it's, that's very good, and you know it's a kid's show, so you're expecting more sort of drama or comedy or like really crazy, wacky, trippiness like your
I'm wondering if it'll mainly be kind of, you know, if I'm going to use a North American analogy, is it going to be like Saved by the Bell but set at a newspaper type thing, right? Is it teen-centric drama?
Mm.
Will they have special this is a very special episode of Press Gang where one of the characters has teenage pregnancy, or one of the characters discovers drugs, or, you know, so I'm wondering, is it going to be that? And I'm thinking probably not, hopefully not, because that would just kind of be maybe lame. But, or is it going to be something where the setting really has nothing to do with the story and it's just going to be completely different? So I'm really looking forward to seeing if it's going to be this kind of formulaic youth targeted programming that we've had tons of over here.
Yeah.
Or is it going to be something, that really there's no analogy to, and I guess I'm hoping for number two.
Cool. Right, well, I'll tell you some things about the genesis of the program if you want to get them out of the way before we actually talk
How would you spell that word?
not in the Terminator Genesis fashion.
Ah, okay.
More recognizable biblical Genesis
Star Trek fashion.
The Genesis device.
Yeah.
I'm not too down on that spelling yet, because we do not know what Genesis refers to in that title. It's presumably some kind of Cyberdyne-style company. But hey, yeah,
hopefully.
We'll see. Yeah, I don't think I just misspelt Genesis.
and like the Phantom Menace, they're just surrounded by yes-men, and no one's bothering to tell them this is really bad.
Think no one's told them that they spelt Genesis wrong? Oh my God, they're yes-men everywhere. No, I don't think that's what's happened. Right, anyway. In this country, I don't know if you have this a similar thing to this, but there is a thing that happens to some older entertainers. It's not that they go to prison, although some also do that. sorry, that was topical.
Hey-o.
Sometimes sort of former quiz show hosts and comedians and things, if they've ever experienced a slight interest in their life in, say, God, then they have a habit of channeling that into a brand new career where they get sort of Sunday evening television programs dedicated to things like the Heaven and Earth Show with Gloria Hunniford. And such was the case of a man called Harry Secom, who was a comedian, a member of the Goon Show, along with Peter Sellers.
Oh, okay.
And
that's a name I recognize.
Yes. You might even recognize Spike Milligan, but Peter Sellers is definitely the famous one. Because he went to America and made a lot of money.
Yes. Hey, Canadians do that too.
They do. Well, one of his later things, Harry Secom, he was also a tenor singer. And he presented a program called Highway, where he would roam the land and... And this is Moffat's own description from the second series commentary, but this is exactly true. He would roam around on hills singing at people. And so, a bit of an episode would involve him going to like a church fete or a factory or something, just meeting the people within, finding out what faith meant to them, and then he would sing a hymn by himself on a sort of hill on a mountain. And that was Highway. But one time, Highway went to a school in Scotland where the headmaster was a man called Bill Moffat.
Oh.
And Bill Moffat collared one of the producers while they were there. They were filming in his school. And he said, I've got this idea for a television programme. It's based on a sort of school project we do called the Norbridge Files, where we get the kids to pretend they're making a youth newspaper and see how they work together and, you know, how they solve various issues and things like that. And they put the paper together. And I've got this idea, and I think it would make a good television programme. And it sort of piqued the interest of the producer. And they said, well, you know, let us think about it. And they were interested in it. But Bill Moffat's only proviso was that they let his son write, like, a script for the opening thing. They didn't have to use it. He had to write a script and they had to at least read it. And they went, all right then, get your kid to write a script. And so the 26-year-old Stephen Moffat wrote the first episode of Press Gang in its original form. It's gone through some changes since then and sent it to them. And they loved it. They thought it was astonishing and immediately decided he should write every episode. Because it was going to be like a staff writing thing, obviously.
Yeah.
But no, there are 43 episodes, and all 43 are solely written by Stephen Moffat.
Wow. Just himself.
Just himself. In his sort of mid to late 20s at the time. And and this will become slightly important as well in the sort of second series. Because I don't think, like... These aren't spoilers for the events of the series, but spoilers for the events of a man's life. Also going through a divorce as well.
Ah.
Some of which does creep into the program. And that is what happened.
Wow.
There is another thing that happened, is that one of the producers, her name is Sandra Hasty, she's an American producer, and she made a suggestion that I'm not going to tell you what it is now. Slightly infamous regarding how Press Gang happens, and you'll probably pick it up. It's been picked up on in our feedback already, which I'm sure you haven't read because of spoilers.
No, I have not read it. Yeah. Oh, this has got to be awesome! I can't wait.
And
I can't wait. It's great. It's great. Brand new show. Know nothing about it. I love it.
Indeed. It did change a bit in the original thing. There was a whole thing about how it was important. The town is still called Norbridge. It's filmed in a place called Uxbridge, which is actually like 9 miles from my door.
Ah.
And it seemed important originally that the town is kind of being swallowed up by the suburbs. It was originally sort of countryside and villages and things like mm-hmm, that, and mm-hmm. The inner city is sort of moving in. But in the finished product, that's really not so much of a thing. There is only one episode where I think it's important, at least for British viewers, to realise that some places in Norbridge are quite near to being open countryside. There's the one time that comes around, and when that episode comes up, I'll explain that.
Cool.
And originally, some of the characters were going to belong to two teenage gangs. There was a real obsession in this country for people to come up with gangs for school kids to be in. And these had crap names. They were Nukes, N-E-W-K-S, and Sets, S-E-T-Z, for newcomers and settlers, believe it or not. Nothing that crap happens in the actual program itself.
Wow.
That's a very adult idea of what a teen gang might call itself.
Yeah.
And, no, they were obsessed with it in all of our school things and sort of Grange Hill and things like that. I remember spending quite a lot of time at secondary school thinking that, like, not even violent gangs, just sort of groups mm-hmm. that hang about together were a thing, and they had to have a name and probably some kind of place to go and call their own and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it turns out we don't really do that.
No. Like, you know, a clubhouse of some kind.
Yeah. So, yeah, TV, like, non-violent, non-shooty type gangs, not really a thing. And I literally have nothing more to say apart from, you know, I was just wondering what else you knew of Press Gang, but I know there's a one discussion about whether something is good or right that I've referred to a lot on EH Podcast. But you've got a lot of time for that, and you've got time to find out why we're called The Last Word, of course.
Nice. Yay, another podcast I'm on where I don't know why we're called that.
It will take less time for you to know.
Yay!
That.
Yay! Because on Potential Cast,
yes,
Buffy the Vampire Slayer intro cast, I don't know why we're called Potential Cast. We're almost done season 6, and I still don't know why. Oh, this better wrap up soon.
Can I tell you something?
Uh-oh. Are you going to spoil me in the whole...
No, not at all.
Okay,
but good. I am just going to say, I know why.
I can't wait to be, like, on the other side of that fence.
Yes, indeed.
The spoiler curtain, if you will.
Yeah. Right, I think we're going to keep this one pretty simple, actually.
Yeah.
Hilario, and you're going to go away and watch the episode now, and we'll reconvene at a later time to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yay, I'm excited.
Ray.
Awesome.
I'm gonna stick the email address out here if you're interested. Yep. Do you want to do that? Yep.
I believe it's lastwordpodcast@gmail.com.
It is. Send us things to that, preferably feedback, but you know, whatever you want, really. But in the form of E or voice of mails, please. I said voice of mails. That's a different podcast shtick. Mm-hmm. It's a difficult bind to get out of.
I know.
I'm afraid.
Eventually, you know, I think we realize that it's not a per podcast thing. It's just as a podcaster, you tend to like saying and doing things the same way.
Yeah. Also, join the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/lastwordpodcast. That is the place where, if you can't find them, we'll be linking to each Press Gang episode, like the next time you need to watch one. I mean, they're out there, but that's the place where, you know, we won't be doing that on Twitter or anywhere too public.
No.
You know, but
stick it to the Facebook group.
Yeah,
keep it to ourselves.
All right. If you're not a Facebook member, you may just have to get a list of Press Gang episodes and go crazy with your YouTube searching. They're all. There's one user who's got them all uploaded anyway. So hopefully they won't be taken down before the end of the podcast. But if they are...
Yeah, I know. That'd be really awkward.
We'll get round it.
Yeah, we will. Somehow.
All right. Hilario, this is amazing. We've started.
Yay. We're actually doing it. I'm so pleased.
Yay.
Yay.
It's been a long time coming because I've got this real persecution complex. I feel like I've somehow sodded you about. Like, each time it doesn't happen, I feel guilty.
No, no, no. I'm a very busy person.
Yeah, indeed.
And there are moments, though, where there's nothing really to do. So I find things to do. And this has turned out to be a day where we're both available at the same time.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to both be available at the same time twice.
Yes.
So this is this is good. This is excellent.
So it'll get done
the way it gets done.
So yeah, if you're going to be a regular listener, please note it won't necessarily be a regular release schedule, or like one a week or one every 2 weeks or something like that. They will happen when we're able to.
Exactly.
So the moral of that story is, as soon as there's a next episode up and you've watched it, send feedback as soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
Because otherwise you may miss it.
All right.
All right, we love you all.
All right, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye.